Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we will get back to Sonia Grace in just a moment. But right now, we're going to Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, as we talk about the transition that we've been through. And Beth, you can, of course, tell us exactly where that demarcation is between Cancer and Leo. I have to say, again, I'll be able to say this closer to his birthday. My dad will be 82 years young. And I think my mom in September will deal with that sign when it gets there, but she'll be in her, I think she'll turn 80 or 79 or something. But anyway, you mentioned something in the last week about this Celtic first harvest, the Lammas. Is that how that
correct? Lammas.
Lammas.
And it's actually still a big deal in Ireland. You know, it's a long state holiday weekend usually, and it's a really big deal.
I've noticed that in regards to other countries and how they're still holding on to a lot of the ancient traditions, if you will, in that regard. Whereas here in this country, because we're a melting pot, those kind of get lost. So if you can.
Yeah, well, I would say it differently.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a first world, you know, new world, old world kind of dilemma.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
in Europe, you know, the pre-Christian traditions kind of got blended in and absorbed over hundreds, some say even a couple of thousand years.
Yeah.
Whereas here, the Christians who came to America had such utter disdain and disrespect for the first culture that was here before the white folks.
Yeah.
There was no blending. There was absolutely no blending. In fact, there was a concerted effort to eradicate it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of those things have been lost. And what has not been lost, many of the native people, you know, now that there's an interest among non-whites in the Aboriginal cultures of North America, you know, it's understandable. The Native Americans really don't trust us and haven't been as willing or able to share that information with just anybody. It's something that's a great topic of conversation in metaphysical circles, and there's people out there in my field who are very concertedly working to bridge those gaps and earn the trust so that their wisdom can benefit more people.
Well, I know
that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
and
I
know during the transition back in December 2012, as we were fast approaching it, I hadn't heard much about the Native American prophecies and so forth until we got closer. I thought that was rather fascinating. It's like they have
really
their own.
It's really fascinating. As someone who studies this, it's fascinating to me because you and I have yammered about this forever, so your listeners are kind of jumping into a pre-existing conversation with us, so I apologize. But as a student of this, one of the things that has always fascinated me is that every culture has celebrated in some way, or at a bare minimum observed, the solstices and the equinoxes. Now, what they call in Europe the cross quarter days, the solstices and the equinoxes are called the quarter days because they mark the year into quarters. The cross quarter days are the ones that are in between the solstices and equinoxes that mark the year into eighths, and that kind of thing has been much harder to find in the Native American in studying Native American cultures.
And we even talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
difficult to find.
And I will let our listeners know, this is the 27th of July. You are going to be in studio on the 3rd of August, and we're going to have the entire hour next week. And we're going to have a chance to maybe talk more about this and let our listeners.
I would love to.
Because
yeah.
I think this is fascinating as far as what it's kind of hard to know what's been lost because it's been lost.
Right.
And unless somebody finds it, you know, we really don't know. But then those who are more psychic or intuitive and so forth, who can access like what they call the Akashic Records and those types of things, I'm just wondering, well, gee, are they really lost, or do we just need to find the right file cabinet out in the ether somewhere in order to re-access this kind of information to help us, to bring us forward, if you will.
And so, to bring us together. The whole purpose of these observances is to bring people together, and especially now. This has been a very fractured summer.
Oh, my.
For us as a nation, with some of the issues we're facing and some of the more recent developments. And there's a real effort on how do we finding ways to move forward together.
Leo the lion is where we are now.
Yes.
The lion represents, it sounds to me like, if I may, from The Wizard of Oz, courage.
It does represent courage. It represents your heart, the way you love. Leo is one of the most loving, most demonstrative, most generous signs of the zodiac. And in troubled times, that's often what we need to access the most. Mm. And what can be at times the most difficult. When we're stressed, we don't feel generous.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to dig down and find that part. And that's exactly what's called for right now.
And I've also heard it, and this is during, again, these times of contraction, that
right.
as it's described, that the last thing that you want to do on a metaphysical level, and even on a physical level, the last thing you want to do is contract. You
right.
want to expand. And however you can do that.
And key ways in are joy and gratitude.
Ooh.
Focus on the good. Focus on what's right. Focus on what's working.
Mm.
Focus on what you love and what you want more of. And just immerse yourself in those thoughts and feelings and memories and sensations. That's how you manifest.
All right. We're looking forward to having you in studio next Saturday live. People can call in. We'll make that opportunity available, but we're going to have plenty to talk about. There's no question about it.
You and I always do.
Always.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Again, Beth McDonald at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting, and 963-0842. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.